Break your heart. And we've just been talking to Scott and Amanda about their little girl, Lissa, and she has leukemia, and they've got a fundraiser. And here's the lady herself who's organising it. Look at her. As large as life. Look at that smile. Narelle Dukes. How you going, mate?
Well, Pat, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, love. I'm really good. How'd you get behind this?
I read about Scott and Amanda's little girl on Facebook.
Yeah.
And their, you know, sad news at the time when she was diagnosed. Spoke to a couple of friends, girls that, you know, we go to Fever and DJ Scotty's playing, and thought we'd come up with some idea of how, some way of helping. Spoke to Scott and got the approval that we could go ahead and do something, and so we came up with the name Friends of Alyssa. That's what we are. And we decided to have a benefit night, so that's what we're doing. We're having a benefit night next Friday night, so hopefully it'll be a great success, and just to help out as much as we can.
So you can get the tickets. The tickets are online. You just go to alyssamaymiller.com.
Yes.
So that's alyssamaymiller.com.
Yeah, and
right.
Just click just on the fundraiser. Yeah.
And if you didn't pick that up, I'm sure if you call C91.3 tomorrow, they'll be able to set you on the road.
Yep, that's right.
To find that. And now tickets are $40 each. But you don't have to come. Just buy a ticket.
That's right. Or make a donation. That's great.
Yeah, or make a donation, you know. It's $40 and that's going to help this young lady. And she's got a journey ahead of her, and so have mum and dad, you know. And it's sort of something no one wishes any of their friends would have, but, you know, some of us do.
No, that's right.
Some of us do.
Yep.
And so we'll help her on her little journey. So $40 a ticket. You're pretty good for doing this, aren't you?
Not in it for the praise, just to help, so...
But it's nice when people put their hand up.
Yeah, I guess so. I've been through different things in the past. I've had my girlfriend from school went through cancer. She had a brain tumour and a tumour on her lung, and we'd done a fair bit of fundraising out in Forbes for her a few years ago, and she's thankfully for the last 2 years been in full remission.
Yeah.
So, and I've had, you know, family members and stuff, and it's just heartbreaking just to see, you know, she's so little, and any child that, you know, hasn't seen life, hasn't experienced life, and you just want to try and do as much as you can to help her get to that, to be able to experience the life. And
do you need anything for the auction, things like that, or you've got everything?
We've got heaps of items, but we can always take more.
Well, what you want are people.
Yes, we want people.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want lots of people there. So
if anyone's got a business, you want to donate a $100 voucher at a restaurant or something like that.
That would be fantastic.
They're always good. They always go well at an auction.
Yep.
You know, a picture of the Pope with custard on it doesn't get very much, you know.
No.
You've got to make it nice and a nice frame and everything.
That's right.
Then it'll get a good price.
Yes.
That comes from a joke, that one. I should say what it was. there was this guy, and he goes to the restaurant. He says, I knew my French lessons weren't working when the waiter brought me a statue of the Pope with custard on it.
Do you speak French, do you?
No.
You don't?
Oh, bonjour.
You
there
do
you go.
Speak
so
French.
You can speak French.
You can.
Clever.
Look, don't put yourself down. If anyone say, yes, I'm fluent. One word.
Yes.
No, good on you, Narelle. You're doing well, mate. You're doing well. So that's next Friday night.
Yes, at the Campbelltown RSL.
Campbelltown RSL. Yep. And the tickets again, alyssamaymiller.com. alyssamaymiller.com. Narelle, thanks for you and your mates. What's Fever like?
Yeah, Fever's a lot of fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They get a pretty full house, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They get pretty full house down there. There's lots of different...
Many
people?
Many marriages come out of that, do you think?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe a few have sort of separated because of it.
Maybe.
Oh, you never know. I might get down and have a bit of a gander one day. Okay, thanks a lot, Narelle. And good luck
next
Friday night, mate.
Thanks, Pat.
Cheers, guys. Thank you. And you're on C91.3 with Captain Pat. Hope you're having a good night.
C91.